All right. Also in Washington, Louise Story joins us, finance reporter for The New York Times. And it's time to talk economic indicators. Yesterday, we had the Case-Shiller home price index showing a 1.2% rise in home prices. But consumer confidence was dipping yesterday. It had an effect on the market. Louise, I guess we need to sort out what indicator is leading and what indicator is lagging here. What do you think?
So, you know, it takes a long time for consumers to change their mood. You know, when you've been through something pretty hard, you might be pessimistic for a while. But what's interesting is that this confidence index that came out yesterday from the conference board dropped, but we had a different confidence index that came out just last week that went up.
Huh.
And so what we're seeing is we're seeing measures of the same thing come out differently when they're done by different people with slightly different inputs. And I think that's what you get at a bottom. You know, when you're floating at the bottom and people don't know if you're going up or down, you get these crisscrossing messages. It's kind of like when you're on a blind date and you're getting these mixed signals because you don't know if you want to ask the person out again or not. It's because you're still kind of making up your mind here.
Looking good. Oh, not so good.
No, exactly.
Right, exactly.
So that's what we're seeing.
We should point out that consumer confidence, as you kind of alluded to at the top, is a lagging indicator. It may suggest something that's, you know, far in the future or something that's already happened. But what about housing prices? Are they talking about what's going on now, or are they something that maybe lags or leads?
Well, housing prices, I mean, the problem is we don't know what's happening with housing prices in terms of whether the market is actually recovering or whether things like this $8,000 tax credit that people are getting to buy houses are helping housing prices recover. This is one of the recessions where the indicators are very confusing because we've got such a backload of foreclosures that are coming onto the market in different times. And so we have months where it looks like things are getting better. You may have noticed a couple weeks ago, we had a different measure of house price sales that came out that said they were going down. And now we have this one that yesterday that says they're going up. So again, in the same measure of the same market with different indexes, we're seeing different things.
Contradictions that may suggest a bottom. Louise Story.
That may suggest a bottom.
Finance reporter for The New York Times joining us from Washington. Thanks, Louise.